Lightning 100, the War and Treaty there. Healing Tide, that was recorded in the Hay Bale studio backstage here at Bonnaroo last summer. We also heard Kacey Musgraves in that set. She's going to be taking the stage a little bit later this evening. She's on the Witch stage around 7:30, I believe, if you're headed down here to Bonnaroo. Definitely want to try to catch that set. My name is Jason. About 11 minutes into the 11 o'clock hours, we continue Lightning 100's live coverage of Bonnaroo 2019, joined by another very special guest. I've got Honey Harper backstage here at Lightning 100. So good to have you, man. Great to meet you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me here.
Right on. So how long have you been on site? Is this your first Bonnaroo?
This is my first Bonnaroo.
Like, definitely ever. First perform. So you haven't made it as a fan years previous. So this is your first experience here at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, this is the first time. Like I was saying, just always wanted to go growing up. I grew up in Atlanta. And
right.
So I remember always
right
seeing Bonnaroo's flyer and, like, spin and stuff and thinking, like, oh, man, it's always so good. Then I just kept getting older, never went, and then decided one day that I would just, the first time I went would be when I played, and then it worked out. So there you go.
Ta-da. You got to throw up this jazz hand at that point, right? That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that. So how long have you been on site?
We've been here for about, what time is it right now? 11, 12?
Oh, so you just got here this morning?
45 minutes.
Oh, okay. So just getting on site. So first impressions as you arrive here at Bonnaroo.
It's dusty. It's so far it's all right. I feel like it's going to be super hot today, but, you know, I luckily wore a slightly cooler suit than I was originally going to wear today.
I think that's a wise choice, man.
Yeah,
you're going to be taking the Who stage at 1 o'clock this afternoon,
yeah.
Which actually is when my air shift ends, so I can actually make it over there and catch the set.
Check
looking,
it out,
looking forward to it. Congratulations. So it was the latest release was February, correct?
I actually did just put out a new single like 3 days or 4 days ago.
Fresh, new
summer single. Tomorrow Never Comes. Check it out.
Right on. We'll have to cue that up, and we'll play that a little bit later on
sure.
in the hour. I'll get with Stephanie back in the
right
studio,
on.
Which shout out to Stephanie. Thank you for making all this possible. You are awesome. So hanging here with Honey Harper, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your evolution as an artist. So you mentioned you grew up in Atlanta, and you now live in London. How long ago did you make that move, and what was kind of behind that move to go across the pond?
Well, I was in 2015 when I moved to London.
Okay.
But actually, it's because my wife here, who is also with me, Bambi, over here, who is joining the band soon, by the way. That's happening in July.
I can't tell if that facial expression was like news to her or she kind of knew that that was coming.
But we met in New York. She's Canadian.
Okay.
Lisa Ran Out.
Okay.
She lives in the arts. London's great for the art world. She moved there and we didn't want to be apart from each other anymore. So I left my other band and moved to London to be with her.
Right on.
Started and doing other stuff.
And enjoying the London lifestyle?
Yeah, it's good. It's funny that I had to move to London to start making country music. So.
Right. That's kind of what I wanted to kind of roll yeah. towards. So that was the main reason you made the move. Did you have people that you were connected to in that setting that you could just kind of, as part of the move, say, hey, I'd like to work with you or collaborate? Or was it kind of just the all-in-one experience, like you showed up and then you started meeting people and started working with people? How did that kind of come about?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I moved there and I didn't plan on doing it. I was doing something totally different with kind of like electronic artsy pop music, but I was always writing these songs and actually some of them are quite old, but I'd play them for my wife and she would just eventually was like, you need to go record that. And I was supposed to go record something else in the studio that day, and then I went in and I recorded my first EP pretty much in a day.
Oh,
and then
wow.
we finished it, and then I put that out, and then that's just kind of, it's just, she is the main inspiration and reason behind it. She actually helped me write all the lyrics and stuff too.
Very cool.
She should be here doing this as well.
It's a collaborative effort for sure. She's
still getting
no.
used to it. She's like, I don't want to do it. You can do all the talking.
Right on, Honey Harper joining us backstage here at Bonnaroo. Again, he's going to be taking the stage at 1 o'clock, the Who stage at 1 o'clock. Just pulled up, looks like you on the horizon got one more date stateside.
Yeah.
Heading to the West Coast, gig in L.A., and then heading back across the pond. Are you going to be able to stay here at Bonnaroo for the next day or two before you have to go to L.A.?
Leave tomorrow for L.A.
Tomorrow,
but
okay.
We're going to stick around today. I definitely want to see Kacey Musgraves.
Is there anybody else that you're looking forward to seeing? Rustin Kelly, a Rustin Kelly fan. I think he takes the stage a little bit after you do.
Oh, right on.
So
where am I at? Oh, yeah, there we go. Jim James is there.
Yes.
Label Mate. That would be cool.
That was the first one I circled when I saw the lineup. Yeah. Like Jim James, full band. Even if it's not my morning jacket, which would be a lot cooler if it was.
Post Malone, actually. You wouldn't maybe expect it, but I really want to see Post Malone live. Apparently, he's amazing live.
That's what I've heard, and I want to see that for the same reason that we were talking a little bit earlier. Paul McDonald was in here. Childish Gambino played the main stage last night.
Oh, right on.
It was transcendent, man. It was amazing.
That's cool. I went to Black Shag Vintage.
Yeah.
I got this amazing suit, and apparently we just missed Childish Gambino. He was leaving as we were coming in.
Really?
Bought suits together.
Almost. Maybe next time. Yeah. Maybe next time. I'm glad you found one a little bit cooler, though, because it is a little bit warmer today than it has been the last couple of days, but I will say this is my 15th Bonnaroo, and this is by far some of the best weather we've ever had for the festival.
It's not. It's like wind. There's a breeze.
There's a breeze, and it's not real humid.
Yeah.
So it's much better than, 95 degrees with 100% humidity and 3 inches of rain, and everybody's
That's
in the mud. So, yeah.
How long has Bonnaroo been going on?
I started, the first one was in 2002.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Yep. So I've been coming since 2004, missed 1 year in there, but it's just the great thing, and I think you'll experience this even more if you haven't already, that it's just good vibes. It's like and I've asked artists about this before that have played other festivals. I remember asking, I think it was the guys in Guster, they had played Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe 06, 07, they played here at Bonnaroo. It was like, what are the two biggest contrasts between the two festivals? And it was like, well, Woodstock seemed to be about 100,000 really angry people that wanted to break stuff.
Yeah.
And here it's 80, 90, whatever, 1,000 people. And they're here because there's no place on earth that they would rather be for this weekend. So it's just all good vibes.
And smiles.
Yeah. That's
something that's actually since we've been in the South, it's been all smiles. It's just something that I guess we're not so used to.
Right. Well, 4 years away from the South over in Europe, it's like a refresher course for you, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know, like you said, you got a set coming up. I think you said you got to be over to that stage, the sound check here in about 10, 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So we'll let you get out on that. But let's leave the listeners with this. If you could leave our listeners with any piece of advice, whether it's buy your new record, whether it's go see more live music, maybe it's a particular brand, maybe it's a way of thinking. If you want to share a thought out there, To the people out in Radio Land, what message would you like to share with them?
I don't know, man. I mean, obviously, I'd like people to go get my music, but I feel like there's more important things that I could say. I don't know. Be nice.
There you go. Be nice and pick up Honey Harper's new record so that you can have a nice soundtrack while you're being
nice. Exactly. If you're going to be nice, it's something nice to listen to. Lots of niceness.
Pulling it all together. That's what Bonnaroo is all about.
Yeah.
Great to meet you, man. Thank you again for making a few minutes.
All right.
And have a great set. And enjoy Bonnaroo while you're here, and safe travels going forward.
Cheers, man. Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon. That's right. It's Honey Harper backstage here at Bonnaroo as we continue. 615 day here on Lightning 100. Got to pay a few bills coming back with some Smooth Hound Smith right after this on Lightning 100.